I am excited. In studio with me today is Dr. Kerry O'Reilly and his beautiful wife, Victoria O'Reilly. Dr. O'Reilly is a graduate of Duke University and USC Dental School. He's been practicing dentistry for 34 years. Presently, he is a private holistic practice in Encinitas, California. And he offers general and cosmetic dentistry using only bio-friendly materials and laser treatment for infected teeth and root canals. And just as a side note, I've been going to him for about 15 years or more.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah.
And his wife, Victoria, is an applied clinical nutritionist and health coach. She has a background in massage, bodywork, and energy medicine. Her extensive knowledge of holistic dentistry care after running Dr. O'Reilly's integrative dentistry practice in Encinitas gave her a unique perspective on health. Together with Dr. O'Reilly, she has written extensively on dental health. Both of you, welcome to the studio. It's so great to have you.
Thank you, Ken. It's good to be here.
We planned this for a long time, you know?
We have.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's hard to get away from your practice. I know you've got so many people knocking on your door all the time.
Yeah, it's getting busier and busier.
It is, huh?
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit. You know, I was reading your bio the other night, and I know you started out with a large practice. You're one of a very successful dentist up in the Bay Area?
Yeah, San Francisco Bay Area.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you decided to transition that and then get into holistic dentistry. Why? What happened?
Yeah. Hearing you talk about that takes me back because when I first got out of dental school, I was really pretty driven, ambitious, and I proceeded to open up six dental practices in that area, in the San Francisco area.
Oh.
And what I learned is that dentistry is a stressful profession. It is true. All the things you hear about dentistry is actually true.
Right.
But the other things I learned is dentistry can absolutely affect your health systemically or overall health. Mm-hmm. And I went through that. I lived that truth because in my practices, I was a traditional dentist for about 12, 15 years. And the environment of the dental office as a profession has a lot of toxic environmental problems in terms of, let's say, chemicals. If you're looking at, you know, the chemicals they use to sterilize your instruments and the surfaces and everything. And also the dental materials like metals, in particular, mercury, for instance, or the plastics of composite indentures and things like that. They get into the space, the environment of the dental office. So I, at the end of the day, after about 10 years of practicing in that environment, under that those conditions of stress, my health started to break down. Mm. I started getting sick.
Wow.
Yeah, the stress of it. So I developed like digestive issues. I was sensitive to a lot of foods, less common foods, eggs, you know, anything fried or of that nature, any heavy foods I couldn't digest. And I started developing heart problems like ectopic heartbeats and chest pains. And I was, in my mind, the picture of health. I was a marathon runner. I ate impeccably organic food, but my health was still going down and waning through this period. So I had to figure this out for myself. Otherwise, I would have had to stop practicing.
Right.
And so I stopped practicing for about 3 months. I cleaned up my act, cleaned up my diet. I went through a lot of detox. And at the end of that, what I found when I went back to practice was that I couldn't remove like those metal fillings when you remove them and drill them out.
Right.
I could actually feel it then. Within a minute of drilling out an old silver amalgam filling, I got lightheaded.
Oh, wow.
And I can feel the effects on my body.
Wow.
So that's how my quest and my holistic practice was basically started through that experience.
Well, you know, I can say this through experience. You know, coming into your office, I'm very sensitive to just about everything. Mm. And I can, when I walk in, I feel, you know, it's a stress-free environment. For, you know, that's how the patient feels. I don't know how it is for you and Victoria, but but it is for me. But I sense that, you know, I've been many dentist offices where you go in and it's you're treated very coldly. you're going in and you sit in a chair and you're feeling something's going on that's not right, but you just don't know what it is.
Mm.
And, you know, as a child, I had maybe 14, 15, those mercury fillings, right?
Yeah. I remember.
So you remember.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's what was going on. You're drilling that stuff out. That's impacting you and you left.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
And the environment, what you're feeling, what you're talking about there.
Yeah.
The underlying environment of emotional stress. It's not maybe not a happy place or stress-free place or healing environment. You want any healing, any medical office to be a healing environment. The stress needs to be down. It needs to be supportive. You can't have toxic things in the space because people can actually, their bodies feel that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they sense it subconsciously, if not consciously.
Mm-hmm.
And you walk in the office, you don't want to smell the chemicals.
The chemicals. Yeah, that's what it is. I always smell chemicals.
Chemicals.
Yeah. So we got, okay.
And we looked for 8 years to find a space where we could open the windows and the doors.
Wow.
Because in San Diego, all the windows are sealed.
That's true.
So we made a quest
out
of finding the right space to have the foundation in place. You need air in order to start creating that healing space.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, let's talk about some of the myths associated with holistic dentistry. Mm. Things like x-rays and oil pulling and, you know, it doesn't hurt. There's nothing wrong, you know, syndromes. And let's talk about that.
Yeah, there's a lot of things you can do to support your dental health as well as your overall health. But you still need to go to a dentist and get a dentist to look at your overall situation, including x-rays once in a while. You don't have to do them every 6 months or a year, but it's good to take that baseline imaging so he or she can actually see everything that's going on, because you don't want to miss anything. You don't want to miss deep cavities or infections or problems with root canals. That's far worse than taking a few x-rays once in a while.
Mm-hmm. What is oil pulling, by the way?
Oil pulling is where you actually swish your mouth with an oil, let's say a coconut oil or an organic sesame seed oil. And what it does is it emulsifies your teeth and gums. It oxygenates your mouth. So it does work. It does help oxygenate the mouth as well as bring down acidity and bacteria.
Right.
It's not a panacea, but it's an adjunct. It actually helps your mouth's health and reverse some of the damage from gum decay, for instance.
Okay. It's actually an Ayurvedic practice, an ancient practice that just got repopularized.
Wow. Okay. Well, listen, I got to take a little break here. And when we come back, I want to talk about if it doesn't hurt, there's nothing wrong in the mouth, right?
That's a big one.
It's a big one, isn't it?
Really important, yes.
Yeah, so if it doesn't hurt, there's no warning sign, then how do I know if I've got tooth decay? We're going to answer that real quick. All right, we'll be right back.
Thanks.
Back in studio, again, Dr. Kerry O'Reilly and Victoria O'Reilly. He is a holistic dentist. You can find him at myholisticdentist.com/voices. myholisticdentist.com/voices. We were just talking about if you can't feel it, there's nothing wrong in my mouth. Is that true or not?
It's definitely true, Ken. And this is a big subject because there's a lot of opportunity for bacteria in your mouth to become deeper seated.
Right.
Whether it's your gums through gum disease or bleeding gums or through infected teeth like root canals.
Right.
There's a lot of talk about root canals out there in terms of the holistic community, especially. And the holistic community does not like the concept or the idea of root canals.
Root canals, right.
Exactly. So, but the reality of a root canal is an infected tooth. This is something that you do not want to leave untreated. Any infection in the body needs to be treated, because it's causing stress to your immune system and stress to other organs in the body.
Well, you know, I've seen those commercials, you know, on the internet, people saying, you know, never have a root canal, it's bad for you, blah, 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 right?
Exactly.
So what we're saying is that's not true, and you need to have it taken care of. How do you take care of it, though, in a holistic way?
Yeah, so the trick is to get all the bacteria out of that infected tooth, mm-hmm. whether it's the tooth or the bone around the tooth.
Right.
And there are ways today to actually do that effectively.
Okay.
You can do a root canal. The traditional root canal has the problem of leaving bacteria behind. That's the problem. It's not the root canal, the treatment itself. It's the bacteria. You don't want to leave bacteria behind. So now through the use of a laser,
and when somebody leaves bacteria behind, what happens? They end up with having a second or a third root canal or losing their tooth or worse.
Exactly. The tooth can fail again. The root canal infection can come back.
Right.
And these bacteria can leak into your body through your bloodstream. It's called bacteremia. And these bacteria are found in different areas of your body, especially your heart, for instance. Hmm. There is research out now that shows that the bacteria from your mouth or from infected teeth, like root canal teeth,
right,
end up in the plaque around your heart. So this is something that is being shown proven by the research, and it's a real thing. So you need to treat these infections, like do the root canal, but do it correctly.
Yeah.
And how I do that in my practice is I use a laser that effectively streams different solutions, like ozone, for instance. Ozone is concentrated oxygen, water, basically.
Right.
And that will allow these solutions like ozone water to penetrate the tooth and get to the bacteria that are embedded in the tooth structure itself or in the bone around the tooth, so that the bacteria can go away, they can be dealt with and killed, and the more importantly, the body can heal correctly. You have to support the body to heal.
Yeah. So what I just heard you said is that tooth decay can impact other parts of our body, including the heart. What about the brain? Like some people get headaches or they're maybe somewhere in their neck gets stuff, or there's other parts of their body. Is any of this caused from the mouth?
Absolutely. The bite is extremely important in terms of balance. You need a balanced bite to have a balanced structure. Mm-hmm. The two go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other. So if you have an imbalanced bite, and it could just be a tilt in your bite, they call that a cant, that will translate into your structure, overall structure, in terms of your head, your neck, your shoulders, all the way down your body. So if your bite is tilted,
right,
your body compensates, and the shoulders will be tilted slightly the other way. And then your tip, that gets transferred throughout your entire system structurally.
Right.
Including your face. Like, I see this all the time in my practice. Someone will stand up, and I'll see that imbalance in their bite immediately.
Right.
And you can see automatically their eyes are also tilted that way. And their ears are tilted that way. Your face changes around your bite. The bones are in your head and neck change around your teeth. That's how it actually works.
Wow.
See, the joint here is a hinge that's double-sided. Uh-huh. It's the only part of the body that has a double-sided hinge. And the chewing force is over 100 pounds in an adult.
Wow.
So think about that being off balance 24/7.
Okay. And so when I come to it, because I think sometimes of chiropractor, when my mouth or jaw is off, but you're saying that this is something we look at in dentistry. And once you notice something like that, what do you prescribe or what has to happen?
Yeah, it's like a missing link.
Yeah, it's like a missing link.
Piece of the puzzle.
Right.
You have to have both.
Okay.
Chiropractors are out there doing their good work.
Right.
But a lot of times adjustments don't really hold or are stable.
Right.
You relapse. You keep relapsing.
Right.
So if you address the bite, then you could integrate the structure and the treatment, and then it'll hold and work. One of the ways you do that is through, because a lot of times it's also because of grinding, things like that are going on for somebody.
Right.
And their life is stressful. So you can give them an orthotic, diagnostic orthotic to correct that imbalance or that cant. So now you're even in the mouth. That's the first step.
Okay.
Get balanced in the mouth, and then all these other adjustments and treatments will work better.
Okay. Well, you know, an issue I think a lot of people have is inflammation in the mouth, or the gums are swollen, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, is that something you treat? Is that, why is that an issue in dentistry?
Absolutely. It needs to be addressed, because even if you have bleeding gums. Who doesn't have bleeding gums? Everyone has bleeding gums. You floss, you brush your teeth, you go to the dentist, and he does that cleaning.
Right.
Your gums bleed.
Right.
It's natural.
I always wonder why you want to make my gums bleed.
Okay, what's up with that?
What's up with that?
Is this good for me or right. not good for me?
What the heck?
Let me tell you, it's really not good for you. It's not normal to have bleeding gums. It may be normal, but it's not healthy because there's bacteria that lives in your mouth, right? Along your gum line or under your gums.
Right.
And these are bacteria that you do not want in your body. I can show you on a microscope, if you're a patient of my practice or coming up to practice, I'll do a sample for you and I'll put it on a TV screen and you can actually see the bacteria that's living in your mouth.
Now, how many dentists do that? So I get to go to my chair, I get to sit in the dentist office, and then he'll show me live bacteria in my mouth so I can really get clear that this is something I need to address.
In HD video.
In HD video. I love that.
And it freaks out some people. It's a little freaky, but it's so important to actually see it so you get it.
That's amazing.
Yes.
Okay, listen, I got so much more to ask you. Okay, I want to talk about, our gut. You know, so many people have stomach problems. I want to see if that's tuned. Is that tied into dentistry? So we got to take a break. We'll come right back. Let's address that issue.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
Okay, we're in studio here, and I, by the way, I wanted to give out that website one more time. I'm in studio with Dr. Kerry O'Reilly and his wife, Victoria O'Reilly, who also works in the office with Dr. O'Reilly. Their website is myholisticdentist.com, myholisticdentist.com/voices. Actually, let's put that in, myholisticdentist.com/voices, and we're talking about inflammation and all kinds of fun things. But before we do that, I want to, Victoria, how do you support Dr. O'Reilly in the office there? Because I'm always there. I'm seeing you. You got such a beautiful smile. You're always welcoming me. And
well, that is one of the things that I love to do is to welcome the patients and make sure that they feel comfortable in the space because we have put a lot of energy and intention into creating a healing environment for people. So I keep the schedule running. I support the doctor. I make sure he gets his lunch. I make sure that the patients that are not so relaxed maybe get some homeopathics, maybe get sprayed with some flower essences. I love it when people come out after a session with Dr. O'Reilly and say, my God, I almost fell asleep in the chair. That never happens to me at the dentist. That's how relaxed we want them to be and how much trust we want them to have in us and in the care that we deliver. So that's my main focus, is to make sure that the care gets delivered effectively, efficiently, and with as much graciousness. And my husband's really good at that.
Well, you are too, because I've been there. I've experienced it many times. So, honestly, you know, it's wonderful that you are the heart of that organization, where you bring in that piece where he can do the dentistry. I mean, it's just wonderful to see both of you work together like that, and connect together, and just, you know, and treat each other with kindness, but also your patients. It's a great place, a great environment to be in, and I just
thank you.
I can't say enough about that. We were talking about inflammation a little bit, and we were going to switch gears over into the gut, gut health. Can you talk to that a little bit about dentistry and gut health and how they're interrelated?
Yes. It's a really good question, because what I see in the mouth is reflective of what I see in the body in terms of patients' health, general health, and what they're going through. That includes the gut. So the inflammation that's in your mouth and the bacteria, for instance, that's in your mouth, I can tell you the same condition is in your gut. If your gums are bleeding, if you have gum disease, you have problems in your gut. There's research backs this up. So you'll have bacteria in your intestines that'll be inflaming your intestine lining. It's called mucosa. Your gums are a mucosa. They're a barrier. They're meant to keep the outside out and the inside in. But if there's bacteria, certain bacteria, that gets compromised. the bacteria punches holes in your mucosa and causes leakiness. Same thing happens in your gut. If there's certain bacteria in your gut, they poke holes in your gut lining and cause leakiness.
Okay, that's my gut. What about my brain? Because I got my heart messed up with not taking care of my mouth, my gut. Now, what about my brain?
Now we're getting deeper. We're getting really deep now, Ken. So I mentioned earlier about the connection, the mouth-heart connection. There's a specific bacteria. It's called a spirochete. And it's aggressive bacteria. I find it in over 90% of my patients' mouths now by using the microscope I talked about earlier.
Right.
So if your gums bleed, these microbes get in your bloodstream. They will also poke little holes in your endothelial lining of your blood vessels, capillary beds, causing plaquing. Now there's recent research showing that these same bacteria are causing plaquing in your brain. They call it amyloid plaquing. And that's what's associated with brain, like Alzheimer's, for instance. Wow. Amyloid plaque.
Wow.
So they're starting to get a little bit of research behind the theory that these bacteria are linked to things like heart disease, gut problems, and even brain problems.
So here's what I'm getting. Okay, this is my simpleton thought around this. And that is, if what you're putting in your mouth, or if you're not taking care of your mouth, it's probably killing you. I mean, if you're not taking care of it, it's really impacting you.
It's dragging you down.
It's dragging you down.
Yes, your immune system, certain organs, weak organs. Some people have weak hearts. Some people have weak liver. Some people, you know, are susceptibility to the effects of these kind of inflammation or infections that are going on in your mouth. Yes.
You know, now just listening to you, and of course, you've been my dentist for the last many moons. Now I realize why I floss every night and I take care of my teeth, because you've been telling me this stuff for a while and it's sunk in. And you know, I've got really healthy. Last time I was there, you told me, wow, you're really taking care of your teeth, you know?
Yeah, you've stepped up.
I've stepped up.
I've noticed it.
Yeah. And you know what happens, you know, just personally, there's more mental clarity. There's a sense of confidence that when I go to the dentist, I'm not going to have to go through a bunch of drilling. And, you know, it's worth it for me, right? So let me ask you this. What can we do to prevent dental problems?
Yeah, like you said, this is worth it. It is so worth it. The things you can do at home, the little things every day, do make a difference, and they add up. And health is so precious. You have to do the work. You have to protect your health. And simple things you can do, I mean, the basics, brushing your teeth, flossing. You mentioned flossing. If you want to do oil pulling, it does help. It works. A couple of things that I've noticed, because I do a lot of microscopy. I look at this stuff under the microscope. I know what works, and I know what kind of helps, but doesn't really work against some of these microbes and bacteria. So one of the things that absolutely works is baking soda, and it's uncanny. This stuff, it's a strong salt, and anaerobic bacteria have no defense, or even parasites have no defense to assault. They have defenses against like antibiotics. Crazy. Any chemicals or antibiotics, they'll survive that. They absolutely will not survive salt like a baking soda. So you can actually work that in. Take a wet toothbrush, touch it to the baking soda, and massage it along your gums very lightly. Another thing is a rubber tip. I mean, I can show you how to use this in the office.
You just gave me one last time I was there, or maybe a couple of years ago.
But that'll remove the plaque from along your gum line.
Right.
The gums that are bleeding.
Right.
Yeah, you want to clean your gums. Clean that barrier system every day, and you'll be a lot better off.
That's
because
awesome.
Of it. Yes.
That's awesome. Well, listen, you've motivated me again. Hopefully you've inspired my audience. This is Dr. Kerry O'Reilly. He's here in Encinitas, and you can get a hold of him at 760-632-1304. Again, Dr. Kerry O'Reilly, 760-632-1304. Most likely his lovely wife, Victoria, will answer that call. And you can also get a hold of them at myholisticdentist.com. That's myholisticdentist.com. Any final thoughts? Oh, you got a blog out there. So I just want to let everybody know, if you go to myholisticdentist.com/voices, again, /voices. That's the proper address. They can subscribe to the blog?
Yeah, they get updates, things I write, articles I write. A lot of the stuff I'm talking about here is on the blog. I have long articles discussing it, showing pictures as well.
That's awesome. All right. Well, listen, we're out of time, but I'm going to be back here in the next segment, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about transforming your mind and wrapping up this whole show. And, you know, stay in studio. Maybe I'll have a little time to bring you back to ask you one or two more questions. This has been phenomenal.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Enjoyed it.
We'll be right back.
Enjoyed it.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.
I was just talking in studio between the break with Dr. Carrie O'Reilly and Elizabeth O'Reilly. Queen Elizabeth. The queen is here, let me tell you. We do call her Queen Victoria, too. But
Both fit,
right?
They work, yes.
The queen is here.
Yes.
So let's talk about, you know, one of the things that you like to instill, you know, or support, I should say, your clients when they come into the office is that attitude. So, Victoria, tell me a little bit about that. What do you set intention with your clients, or how do you talk to them about that? Because
I honestly respond to the light that's coming out of people. We have a lot of light in our office. We've made a point of having it be filled with light so that when people come in, they respond to that, and I sense how they are resonating with that.
So if they're down or they're depressed or they're in a hopeless state or they're afraid or they're scared, you know, something.
That can easily happen in a dental office.
Right.
And so we do keep a little arsenal of homeopathics and flower essences. Uh-huh. That we can offer to people. The scent of it really relaxes and calms people. And you know what I think, as much as smelling the scent, inhaling the scent, sometimes taking it in, one of them has brandy, and that helps a little bit.
Oh, yeah, okay, you got brandy scent. No wonder everybody's happy.
Now we're talking.
Now we know why they're happy in your office. Okay, I get it.
But just getting that kind of attention means a lot to people.
Yeah.
Like somebody cares enough to make sure I'm comfortable.
That's good.
And we do that.
Dr. O'Reilly. Mm. So when you're in the chair and you know, I've been there where I can't talk.
I have your attention.
You have my attention.
Yes.
And that is sometimes that you talk to people about their health. And I know you've done that with me and having the right attitude around it.
Yeah. People want to hear their dentist talk to them, assure them, put them in a space of comfort and trust. And that's a big piece of it. You know, if the patient is stressed, then they won't heal as well either.
Right.
So you want to bring that, you want to hold people in that space of healing. And she was just talking about it. She holds me in that space of healing so I can hold my patients better in that space. I hold the space of calm and trust and healing. A lot of patients comment that they really enjoy getting worked on, which is kind of an unusual thing to hear, but it's so unusual that they comment about it. So, you know, you talk about attitude, what you bring to your work, it's so important and so basic. That will define your practice or your business or who you are or how you even interact with people on that level. That's why I do dentistry. I go to work and I feel empowered and by my patients because they appreciate that. That's why they come to see me. And it is a position of trust, and I don't take that lightly.
That's it. Well, you know, the mind, I'll just wrap it up. The mind is the cause of our bondage, and the mind is the cause of our liberation. Mm. So when we can talk and have the right attitude and go into the right environments that are clean and healthy and vibrant and really about health, then we can start to heal. I just want to say one last thing. I started coming to you, I don't know, it was 10, 15 years ago, a long time ago. And before that, every dental appointment I had, Every couple of years, I had cavities, I had gum disease, I had problems. All that healed up when I came to see you. So if you want to find out more about Dr. O'Reilly and Victoria O'Reilly, go to myholisticdentist.com, myholisticdentist.com. Dr. O'Reilly, Victoria, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you.
Can you guys come back? I hope you come back because there's so much more we need to ask.
Absolutely. We could talk for a while.
I know we can. Talk for a lot.
Thanks, Ken.
Thanks for being our patient. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you for being my dentist. You can find the recordings of this show and all our replays at voicesofcourage.us and on Facebook and Instagram by searching Voices of Courage Radio. Also, if you are so inclined, please let your friends know about us and give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn or Instagram. We really appreciate it. Until next time, find your courage and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible.
Be sure to join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.